So in some circumstances, we just can't get there from here to achieve our reliability goal by adding more components or even taking away components. Either the technology is not capable of being that solid, or there's some other trade-off. Say we want to have a redundancy so that we not only improve the reliability, but have a fault-tolerant type system. So block diagrams does provide mechanisms to model those, and we call that parallel system structure. So let's take a look at that in more detail. The parallel systems is contrary to the series system. A parallel system is if one item fails, the system continues to operate. We would need multiple paths to be blocked. So using that road analogy, is having multiple paths or detours to allow us to get along past an area that is blocked or not working on a particular part of the road. Driving across country, we often have multiple choices of routes to take. Some routes will have more capability to deal with failures as we go, and we have more parallelism in that particular design. Now, in some cases, we want every element of our system to have parallel capabilities. The internet is classic for its design in having many, many, many different ways for your email to travel to its destination, which makes the internet extremely robust. On the other hand, if we want a very cost-effective product, we want to manage and understand what elements do we want to put in parallel and to what extent, how much parallelism do we actually need. Hence, we need to be able to model parallel structures. In a fault tree, or in this case, I should say a success tree, it's characterized by an OR gate in the logic. So that if I have the path R1 or R2 or R3, so on, any one of them working, then the system will operate. In more traditional reliability block diagram, we show them in parallel, in just in a structure like this, where any one path will get us through to the system being operational. The math, like the series system, is actually fairly simple, but there's this one little trick that helps you to make the calculations much, much simpler. And that's use the unreliability. So 1 minus reliability is the cumulative distribution function. And if I can take the product of those and then remember to convert it back to reliability, and I can get the system reliability of this parallel structure. There are ways to do this where we're not using the unreliabilities, but it gets very complex very quickly. So I'm only going to show this notion of using the unreliabilities in the product and then remember to convert it back as the way to calculate it. And if you have the reliability, 1 minus that is the unreliability or the CDF. And so it's simple enough to use and easy enough to remember. The trick is to remember to convert it back so that you get a value. Now, it's pretty easy to remember that if I'm dealing with a parallel system, even with just 2 items, the reliability of that result of adding items in parallel should be more reliable. So as I add 1 item, say here at 2 years, it goes from about 0.4 to just above 0.6. Not quite a doubling of its reliability. And then again, you have a diminishing return as you add more items in parallel. But that's one of the reasons we do the modeling, is to find out, well, how many items in parallel gives us enough reliability to meet our objectives. One of the previous lessons was on reliability optimization, in that this is a classic example of where this model or the series model would come in handy, is to help us find out how good does an individual element need to be in order to help us meet our overall system reliability. So series and parallel are pretty easy to model and characterize on these simple examples I've provided. And series is done almost all the time. nearly every product I've dealt with has had elements or segments or in the entire product set up in a series fashion. Parallelism isn't done quite as often, but because it adds expense and complexity to a product. And so we'll talk about some of the variations of that in the future lessons. But one of them is this idea of adding redundancy, not necessarily operating in parallel, but some flavor of that. So we'll take a look at that in the next lesson.